Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria peaking at 20 today, Johannesburg 18, Polokwane up to 20 degrees.
Although I think the weather is teasing us.
It is.
Yeah.
Dan kom die son uit, dan kom hy nie uit.
Dan kom hy nie uit, dan, ja.
It's not the case with Eskom though. Eskom says the power system remains stable with sufficient capacity to meet the long weekend's demand. Ongoing plant maintenance continues at 15.41% of generation capacity. So according to the power supplier, this marks an increase of 3.8% compared to the same period last year. And a South African luxury train carrying foreigners to Zimbabwe for Easter, this is now tourists, collided with another locomotive yesterday. According to the operation company, the carriage is derailed and several people on board has been injured. Four crew members of the Rovos Rail train, which was going from Pretoria to the hotspot tourism area of Victoria Falls, were hurt in the collision with a freight train in Zimbabwe. More on this story is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. Then to the latest from the Walter Sisulu University in the Eastern Cape. On Tuesday, if you missed it, a student died after being shot during protest, and a 54-year-old man has been surrendered himself to the police. Now, adding to that, the Mthatha campus management instructed students to vacate the campus following more protests, but the Mthatha High Court has now halted these evictions, and the SRC president, Balungile Madikizela, told the SABC that they welcome this news.
Parents were reaching out to us throughout the whole process, you know, crying, talking about how maybe we can assist finding their children places to find shelter up until the 5th of May because they do not have finances to bring them back home.
And in Limpopo, thousands of pilgrims from the Zion Church arrived in Polokwane. This year marks the first ZCC pilgrimage since the COVID-19 pandemic and strict lockdown restrictions. Over 500 Patco buses transported pilgrims yesterday, and reports indicate that about 3,000 people will take part in this year's pilgrimage. Polokwane Mayor John Bay says security has been tightened to ensure the safety of pilgrims.
Significantly for us, Moria played a major role in bringing more tourists, and when it is this weekend, all spheres of government, including national government, mobilize to make sure that this weekend becomes a success.
Moving abroad, the United States and Iran are set to resume high-stakes talks on Tehran's nuclear program today. It follows a week after an initial round of discussions that both sides described as constructive. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff will hold the mediator talks in Rome. Oman will be mediating that. The story is also online. Go to jackrandfm.com, click on news. And finally, former Springbok rugby player Geert Spitzer passed away at the age of 85. He spent the last weeks in hospital, and Spitzer represented the Northern Transvaal and South Africa teams playing 12 test matches, featuring in the victorious 1968 series against the British and Irish Lions. And on SA Rugby's website, the SA Rugby president, Mark Alexander, paid tribute, saying Spitzer's legacy is one of leadership, kind, and deep love for the game and his fellow man. I'm Marlene Fouchier, more news at 9.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like.
Time. I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places.